The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too
Welcome to my brother and me, an advice show from the Modern Era, where we're about to find out what's in the box.
What's in this box? I got a box, and now I'm opening it, and I want to know what's inside.
Griffin, what's in the box?
I'm using my car keys, and it's not good. Let's take guesses what's in the box. Is it an exciting product from Extreme Restraints?
A dead fish.
Nope, because I'm afraid of my penis. I'm afraid of what it might do one day.
Your penis is a dead fish?
No, man, you're taking people on a sonic journey with these box cutting noises,
this
huh?
This is like that thing at Kosai where you put the headphones on, sat in the dark room, and listen to the people walk through the haunted house.
This is like Radio Lab, but instead of talking about emotional science, I'm opening up. Oh, it's a high definition webcam. That's not interesting.
One of the bad things about using Amazon Prime for all your purchasing is that every once in a while you'll excitedly open a Downy ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I learned today when I excitedly opened a package to find that I had ordered a triple pack of the Downy ball.
Let's play what is the most humiliating thing that you bought on Amazon just so you wouldn't have to go to the store. Justin, I'm assuming your answer is Downy ball.
No, for me, the answer is a 40-pound bag of cat litter. And that was only because I was afraid my spindly, reedy arms wouldn't be able to lug the shit dirt out of the store.
Was that just for the novelty of, like, if I didn't have Amazon Prime, this would cost me like $400 to ship.
And they ship it in a box, and it's a giant box, and you get home and you're like, oh my god, that's either the ventriloquist dummy I ordered or a big bag of shit dirt.
Possibly Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh man, it's the other one, the one I don't want.
I ordered Centrum Chewable Vitamins. But that's, I just didn't, when I'm at the grocery store, I don't think... Like, when I think about getting my Vites at the grocery store, mm-hmm. I'll buy a fucking orange.
Yeah,
I won't
right.
get tablets.
No, there's a lot of you guys, 10 million strong and growing. That's what the ad tells me.
Well, it's adults. It's like adults chewable vitamins for adults.
Sure, right.
They do not taste good. And that's
how
you
make
adults
chewables taste. I have these chewable gummy vitamins, not the super fruit gummies that I used to be on, but I have these chewable adult vitamins, and they are gummy vitamins, and they taste terrible.
Yeah. It's because things that are good for you can't be good for your senses.
Right.
You know what I mean?
When I was a kid, I once ate like a whole jar of Spider-Man vitamins, and they were fucking delicious.
Fuck, man.
Wait, what?
How was your liver, and just how was all of you after that?
It was shit a rock.
I just
had so many minerals.
Yeah, I just shit nutrition. It was amazing.
So where were our parents during this?
They were upstairs, and it was my Saturday morning snack. this is an advice show. Did we do the name thing where we said our names?
We went straight into box adventures.
I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
And guys, it's Max Fun Day. Max Fun Day all day.
Is it just me, or is Max Fun Day not like way better than Columbus Day?
Well, it's because Monsignor Maximum Fun didn't come to a country and then kill everybody in it.
Do you think that like are the people who assigned Columbus Day to be like a national holiday like deeply regret it once history came to light and they were like, oh shit, well we can't take it back now.
Now wait, do you think that they didn't know at first? Do you think there were like it took them a few years to be like, hey, wait a minute, there aren't that many Native Americans?
I think what they realized was like, oh, Columbus wasn't the one who discovered America, it was a Viking. We'll just keep it Columbus Day, because who wants to celebrate Viking Day? Wait, yeah, it's true. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds actually way better. Mutton and what and whatnot.
Today is Max Fun Day. It's the first Max Fun Day. It's a like you said, better than Columbus Day or basically any other holiday. What we're trying to do is get some new members to the Maximum Fun family. We're going down to the adoption agency. We are looking through the through the windows into the cages where they keep the children.
We're going to take home some babies.
We're going to take home some babies today.
I want to walk into an adoption agency and just yell, I'm ready to take home some babies.
Can I tell you guys something? Seriously, no biscuits here. I thought that, like, for my formative years, I really did think the orphanages were like pet stores where, like, you would go in and there would be kids behind glass.
Yeah,
and
these
you would
fucking pick. These fucking babies are priced to move. And in your mind's like, eye...
There's
in your
just
mind's
like
eye,
sawdust
all...
and wood chips at the bottom, and the babies are like falling all over each other.
And in your mind's eye, they're all babies too. Because if they turn five and they don't have a home yet, I guess they burn them or something.
So today we encourage you to go to maximumfun.org/maxfunday. If you can throw us a $10 a month donation, I know it doesn't seem like much money at all. But we do some amazing things with that cash. We make Judge John Hodgman. We make Memory Palace. We make this show. We make Throwing
Origami
Shade. Morikami Flowers. What?
Origami Flowers.
We make Origami Flowers for your money and then throw it in the garbage.
I take wishes and I put them inside those Origami Money flowers. And I set them out onto the lake. The Asian lake.
And then we fire arrows at them and have a Viking burial for your money.
Mm-hmm.
Donate, won't you?
We're always adding new shows to the family. Always adopting new babies.
This time last year, we have in international waters? Did we have? I guess we had JJ Ho. Did we have We did not have throwing shade though. We certainly didn't have Memory Palace, and we didn't have Risk. So
those are only made possible. Those shows are made possible because of your gift. And we are going to put out, as you might be suspecting, if you are an existing donor. Or a new donor, you're going to get a special episode of My Brother, Me that we recorded last night that is, I think it is fair to say, unlike any other you have ever experienced.
Okay,
it was the super silliest.
Here's the tease. We gave each other advice.
And we were kind of drinking a little bit.
And so sleepy.
So it got a little tasty.
It got a little crazy in there. So go to Maximum Fun Day. Go to MaximumFun.org/MaxFunDay. And if you're already a member, you know, you're already giving, that's great. Tell a friend. Tweet it out. Tweet that URL out. Griffin and I are going to do a Google Hangout today. You want to go get all the details there. So MaximumFun.org/MaxFunDay is the address. Please go and help us build something great. And now let's get into the advice. I'm ready.
Do it.
I guess I'm ready too.
Okay. Well, you got to be ready. You have no choice.
Fuck.
About a year ago, we moved into my father-in-law.
Ow! God. How did he get out of there?
He's roomy and spacious, and we encourage others looking for shelter to join us in his need.
We knocked out a wall. We turned two rooms into one room. Really opened the place up.
If you're in there, don't knock out any walls. Almost all of them are essential.
We moved your father-in-law across the country. Before that time, he had asked me to call him Dad, which was very sweet, meant a lot to me. The issue now is that he's here, and it's kind of weird. I love him very much, but he's not my dad. So every time I try to make myself call him that, it just feels wrong, and I can't do it. At this point, I'm using his first name to talk about him with other people, and a mishmash of hey, grumpy, and assorted mumbles when I address him directly. I can't get past how wrong it seems to call anybody but my actual dad, Dad. Help! That's from Who's My Daddy in Cincinnati, which is a nice little bit of...
I like it.
Yeah, a little bit of rhyming, which I appreciate.
You know, in acting, there's this idea of, like, if you try to do an emotional moment and it feels weird, it's probably because you did not earn it up to that point. So maybe you're just not earning calling him dad. Maybe you got to earn it. Like, go fishing with him and ask him to teach you to whittle. Stuff that dads do.
Can I ask why you think grumpy is an acceptable alternative?
Yeah, grumpy seems like a weird pick. Maybe he's grumpy because you call him grumpy instead. Like, I don't mind if you don't call me daddy, but can you please not call me grumpy?
When I had a friend at church who used to call pooping, he would call that grumpy. He was going to make grumpy. The logic being that the face that you make.
It's very much.
It's a grumpy face. That's a very childish thing to say, but I can't hear that word without thinking of, yeah, I'm getting grumpy. Anyway, were we doing a show?
I'm sorry, did we have a thing we were talking about?
Can you upgrade it to Daddy or Sweetums or...
Sweets Parpa?
Sweets Parpa.
Sweet Parpa.
And then...
Hello, Sweet Parpa.
Make him... If boy, you can stick with that... Out. Stick with that for 48 hours, and then when you downgrade it back down to Dad, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to let it come naturally. If it doesn't, if it feels weird to you, then you may not have that relationship. Like, I didn't call my in-laws mom and dad for quite a long time.
I don't think I've ever heard you call them that.
It's something that I call them when I'm feeling very like close to them.
When no one's around in the secret times.
It's something I call when it feels appropriate. It doesn't always feel appropriate. Sometimes it feels weird. But sometimes it feels appropriate. I mean, we're very close now. We are more like family, and it feels natural. But I don't try to force it.
I don't even feel comfortable calling Teresa's parents by their first names. Like, there's something about being like, "Hey, Mike, what's up?" Like, something about it seems so informal and disrespectful. I know, like, I do call them that, but it still is always a catch before I do it. It doesn't feel natural yet.
What we need is an English usted, right? We need the formal Pardon? Term that usted in Spanish basically means, "Hey, you." Which is basically like, "Hey, you person, that is better than me. You're better than me, and this is me addressing you, free of gender." That is what we need. That is what we need in the English language. "Hey, you" might work, but it feels a little, imperative to me.
Yeah, imperative.
Yeah, it's like you're shot. It seems to have an urgency to it that may not always be applicable.
Yeah.
What we need is just a, like, oh God, boss. Now boss doesn't work.
Boss man. I want to. At this point, we rarely reference culture on this.
Your
show.
Honor,
Your Honor, Ooh. Your Excellency.
My liege. But
this song brings to mind a classic country tune, the only number one hit for Doug Supernaw. And the chorus of it goes a little something like this. "I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, dad, you know it don't matter what we do. 'Cause I don't call him daddy, he could never be like you.
Now,
if you're going to sing that song to your dad with a straight face,
okay,
you don't want to be a liar. Doug Superdaw did not go to his father and sing that song at his deathbed as his stepfather looked on in sadness. He did not do that with a heavy heart. He did it with a clear conscience.
Is it possible, Justin, that he did
Anything's
not...
Anything's possible.
Okay, but is it probable that he did not do that at all?
I am not that close with the Supernaw family. Now, was it originally recorded by Kenny Rogers? Yes. Could Kenny Rogers have done that? Perhaps.
Was he saying that he doesn't call Kenny Rogers daddy?
No. Yes, I'm going to record your song, but I'm not going to call you. It's not technically Kenny Rogers' song. It was, of course, written by the power duo of Nielsen Pearson.
Oh, this is like a book on tape of Wikipedia.
I'm sorry. Finding out who wrote it was the first point at which I had to use Wikipedia. I know a little bit about country music because this song was really big at the time when I was a country music DJ named Justin Tyler. So,
Can you permanently just change it to that?
What?
Justin Tyler. It sounds.
We want you out of the family.
It's not. I don't have shame about my last name. Just that one sounds a lot better.
If you had some way of tapping into it, there's little in my life I'm embarrassed about. And I'm not actually embarrassed about this either. But if you had the wherewithal, you could probably find tapes of me speaking excitedly about the exploits of Tim McGraw.
Oh, fuck. Please. Please.
Somebody.
I remember a news story I said where Tim McGraw was talking about Faith Hill's new record, and he said, I think it's sonically the best record she's ever made.
Visually, it's lacking.
Yeah. Visually, it's lacking. Sonically, it's one of her best records ever made. And he actually said, I think this is her Rumors.
Wow.
Absolutely perfect. Oh,
Christ. Can we do everything in our power to make this episode of the podcast Our Rumors?
In fact, we should call this episode Our Rumors. Griffin, you have a Yahoo?
I do. You know what I was just thinking about? What? One of the names we almost went with for the show is Bro Your Own Way.
That's true.
Yeah. So good.
Alt reality. It could have been. This Yahoo was sent in by Steve M. Romaine. Thank you, Steve M. It's by Yahoo Answers user Balin, who asks, if horses were people, who do you think they'd vote for? My 8-year-old is the more dominant one. I think she would try to vote herself as the president. My 11-year-old, she'd probably be too lazy to get up there and vote. But if she could, she'd choose the one with the better tie, XD. What about your horses?
Fucking kidding.
Who would you vote for?
I think they'd vote for Ralph Nader.
You dipshit.
At least I waited until Griffin finished the question. I sat and on that one for like half an hour. You know what?
I appreciate that. Now, let me just go ahead and tell you that it seemed like a half an hour to you and your millisecond-long attention span.
That is I think that it is insane to think that horses, if given the ability to vote, would vote for different people. They would be so oppressed that I am almost positive they would be voting as a block. You would have to woo the horse vote, because the you would go to whatever candidate is more friendly to your cause.
Can I suggest that if a horse could vote, it would probably vote for salt. or if you will, if we want to make this functional, the saltiest of the two candidates.
Whichever one happened to be holding a crunchy apple at the moment of voting.
Who do you think, if licked, which presidential candidate do you think would provide the most flavor?
I don't think there's a way to not make this about race.
I think that there is, and the fact that you just said that is kind of racist.
Okay.
Here's my deeper question about
you know, horses really care about race.
Yeah. Here's my deeper horses. Question about this.
Hold on, because Travis. Because horses like to race.
Oh. I gotcha.
God, there's a fucking Laffy Taffy joke in there somewhere. If you can find it, people at home.
I want to know what the personality is of this person's 11-year-old horse that makes them think that their decision would be based on the tie. Like, does
what
this
is it about ties?
In everyday life choose paisley over stripes?
Sure.
Is it maybe it tried to eat his tie once?
There's no way that we can discuss this without becoming the kind of sickening whimsy that sort of characterizes the Yahoo Answers service.
Griffin, just keep an open mind. Let's just talk the horse. Like, maybe the horse likes to wear ties. Maybe he puts like horse ties
Christ.
On him.
Oh my God.
You can't go into Yahoo Answers with an open mind. That's how they get you. You have to go in close-minded to protect yourself. Hot to touch.
Maybe
you gotta be careful.
Maybe he's a real clothes horse.
All right.
Okay. Griffin, what are the answers?
I will flip the fucking kill switch. Here's what's great. The top answer is a link to a November 2011 Washington Times article, and I'd like to read you the lead, if I can. President Obama last month quietly signed into law a spending bill that restores the American horse slaughter industry.
Yay! So Romney?
I guess Romney, but more importantly, yeah, I think that quietly is the only way to sign that kind of bill into law.
He dropped a banner from behind him.
It's not going to end up in the...
Mission accomplished. We got him again.
Yeah, I got Osama bin Laden. You know who else I got? All the horses.
Yeah. Mr. Ed, more like Mr. Dead. Peace out, horses. I hate you. Obama. 2012.
Answer three. That's a tough one. On the one hand... My horses would fit better with the Republican, just leave me alone and stay out of my business mentality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But on the other hand, they'd like to be taken care of by the government, like Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Horses are a generous people, you know? I think that it's a fallacy to think that horses wouldn't also want to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this?
Horses are free. When you ride a horse, it's like borrowing wings from God. Two riders, one heart is basically what I'm saying to you.
Sure, yeah.
I think they would probably go GOP.
Yeah. Gallup and old party.
Because I'll tell you why. Because they hate donkeys, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
That's that joke, I got about 20% of the way through making that joke, and then I started Googling stuff in instead.
Did you say you started Googling stuff or stuffing? Because I myself would like to know how to make a savory one without resorting to water chestnuts.
It's impossible.
God. Hey, I have a question. I'm in my third year of college, and I'm looking for funny movie plots I could turn into short student films. Any suggestions? And this is from Hoosh. Now, guys, this is the typical question that we answer, and I just want to take a moment to say, you're better than this, Hoosh.
So you put this question. I want to make it clear here. You composed the question list this week. You put this in strictly to shame Hoosh.
I wanted to shame Hoosh because, Hoosh, you're better than this. You do not think you can come to our door with your hollowed out pumpkin, knock on a door, trick or treat, and get us to throw the fun sized Baby Ruth of our inspiration into your bucket. It's unfair and it's hurtful, Hoosh, and you're better than it.
Plus, I am not going to crack open my black and white notebook to give you all of my hilarious short student film ideas.
The other reason I added this question is because I thought Travis probably had a few that he could spare.
I every day. I burp and a movie idea comes out.
It got to the point when Travis is younger where I told him that in order to listen to more of his plots for movies, he had to make one.
I remember
just one. And once he made one movie out of these plots, I would
cycle
listen.
Forward. The queue had failed.
And it was like he had attended the Dawson Leary School of Cinematic Conceptualizing. Because he'd be like, tell me your idea, please. And he'd be like, witches? He'd be like, ah, cool.
I had a few than that.
That's not fair. Some were quite good.
Travis did, in fact, write the entirety of Inception.
That's true.
And then it got taken from him, ironically.
But my ending was quite different.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. In his ending, the top just fell over. There was a sense of finality to it.
And then there was like a Benny Hill type chase scene.
And then Leo walks over and picks up his top. He's like, thank goodness. I'm glad this isn't.
Shoo.
Woo. Glad to be home with my family.
That's good. Travis hates ambiguity. That's his bugaboo.
I do. Yeah. I do legit hate any movie that you're supposed to walk out of going, oh God, I just don't, I'm not sure, I think so. What do you think? I want to know. I want me and the person next to me to know the same thing about the movie. I want to walk out being like, yeah, so it was the dad, right? It was the dad? Yeah, cool.
So in your version of No Country for Old Men, Tommy Lee Jones is sitting there and he's talking to his wife about the dream that he had about the man with the fire. Mm-hmm. And then he picks up the local paper and he says, oh, looks like somebody else got Anton Chigurh. And then the credits roll.
That sounds like a better movie, in fairness.
Mm-hmm. That does sound actually very good.
That sounds pretty good, actually. At the end of Benny Hill music played.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got another question for you. Quickie.
How long into a relationship do you think it becomes weird to not say I love you? My boyfriend and I have been going out for a year and have not said it, even though I know the feeling is there. That's from Anonymous.
Are you waiting for him to say it? Why haven't you said it?
Ooh, you think it's a chicken situation?
I could see that being a real possibility of both people feeling it, if you know the love is there, both people feeling it, but being afraid to say it and not wanting to be like, we're in love, right? Like, that's awkward. So maybe just say it. And if after a year he's like, oh, what? Oh. Then it's probably best you find that out.
If you don't go ahead and say it, this is going to turn into a thing where you're going to wake up one of these days, and it may not be tomorrow, but it's going to be soon. You're going to wake up and realize that it would be weird to say it at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it now. If I wasn't going to do it before, like, I can't, like, say I love you now. And it would be weird.
This is a conversation I've had and heard many times that, how long did you guys wait before you said it? Can you imagine being at a party and someone asks you that question right now? And you both, like, knew that you had never told each other? That's going to ruin the relationship.
Can I tell you something? Just say...
I love you.
I love you. Just say I love you.
I love you.
You love the person. You've been with them for a year, and you haven't put a steak knife through their neck. You love them.
Yeah.
That's love.
Maybe you could start out by saying things that sound like I love you and see if you like how it feels.
Elephant shoes?
Or what? Maybe, like, even step back even further from that and be like, Danny Glover. And then see how that treats you sonically. If it is the rumor.
Is it your rumors?
Your rumors of talk of words that you've shared.
Saying I love you is my rumors.
Hey guys, I don't say this enough, and I want you to know, I really don't want to bring things down, but I really do mean it. Danny Glover, you both.
Thank you, Griffin. Danny Glover, you too.
Danny Glover, you too, Griffin.
Danny Glover, everyone.
Guys, I do not Danny Glover that joke.
Me neither. I maybe Donald Glover it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Unrelated. Can you believe it?
Now wait. Hold the phone.
I know how you're gonna spin this. But that's
I'm no spinning required. Just shove it a little bit forward.
What are we talking about?
Travis just said that everyone.
I'm racist.
He says that all black Glovers should be related.
I don't think that.
I did not say should be.
I assume it's Hollywood. I assume nepotism. That's the only reason I thought it was weird.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
And
if I when I found out Adam Baldwin wasn't related to the Baldwins, then I was.
Thank you. Yes.
Was I racist?
That's a great. Thank you, Travis. Yes, that is a fine point. That's not racist.
But the Baldwins have a history of nepotism. Danny Glover's worked hard to get where he is, and so has Donald Glover. That's all I'm saying. We don't have to fight about this. The only thing I'm saying is that you're a horrid racist.
I am not a horrid racist, and on the off chance that Donald Glover hears this bit, I want him to know how much I respect him deeply.
Good.
Well, fuck
you
that
know
guy.
What? You know, there's only one God I serve.
Who's that?
Money.
I love him. Danny Glover him so much.
I want to talk about Organs of State. Organs of State is a performance company in Brooklyn. They are holding a ritual dinner, a dinner ritual, based on the Passover Seder about the story of America. And that runs before and after the week at a Max FunCon East. You can dine and remake America from the company Jesse Thorn once dubbed the, quote, greatest theatrical experience of all time. Wow. Now, seating is super limited. They have 9 seats per night.
Jesus. I've got 9 friends, and I want to go.
You can't go.
You'll have to kill one of your friends.
Yeah. There's 9 seats at the table per night, so it is basically the most limited seating there can be, but it looks...
Let's change that word to exclusive.
Ooh, I like that.
And while we're changing
exclusive
things.
Seder.
While we're changing things, let's go back to when Justin said cedar, and let's change it to the correct pronunciation of the word. Cedar is a delicious smelling wood. Seder is like a super delicious religious dinner.
Is it cedar?
It's cedar.
It's cedar.
Cedar is the wood.
Yeah.
Yes.
The greatest theatrical experience of all time, and the basically also the best wood, have finally joined to
it
present.
Has nothing to do with the wood. I mean, I take that back. The table might be wood. The chairs might be wood. I don't want to assume.
There you go, dipshit. go to, you want to go to tickets.organsofstate. That's organsofstate.org. And look into that because it sounds fascinating. It sounds like something I'd love to go to. If you're anywhere in the Brooklyn area, you're going to want to check that out.
You sound like a real student of Hebrew traditions.
Yeah, all right. Just for the record, by the way, that's October 19th, 20th, 21st, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, and then November 1st through the 4th. So there's a lot of opportunities to see it. Don't miss it.
Don't pass this one over, this event. Fuck!
Got it. Nailed it. For Henry, from Alyssa, we have some goodwill to you. Henry's a wonderful boyfriend. He introduced Alyssa to Mabim Bam and everything else worth knowing, including, one presumes, his body. He is sassy and smart and attractive, and all he asked for as a birthday gift was a message on this very Jumbotron. Don't worry, I got him extra things anyway, and some of them are sexy.
Oh.
I love you, Henry Gravel? Greville? Greenville?
Cedar. It's actually pronounced Seder. Yeah.
Seder. Happy birthday.
Justin, in all the time, 124 episodes, I have never been made sad by a thing you said until you said his body. And then I was made sad.
That was
by
your
the words
thing,
that
huh? That was the one thing that Griffin.
It was the tone of voice that you had said it in, and the way that you took this wonderful birthday message and mm-hmm. spun it into what's the opposite of gold?
I can't
into evil crap.
I truly am surprised that we managed to take something sweet and innocent and then corrupt it into something bad.
Yeah, it's the first ever. Mm-hmm. It's the first ever.
Oh, no, wait. We're a fucking conveyor belt that goes through a cardboard box, and the cardboard box has bad on it. And then there's a special robot there, and he's got a shaker, and inside that shaker is concentrated bad, and he puts it on there.
Let's not ruin Mark Little's message in the same way.
Okay.
Griffin, boners. Hit me.
Damn it.
Okay, fuck. This one's for Mark Little from Eric, Harmony, and Rebecca, who say, happy birthday. This isn't as good as a jetpack, but we hope it will do. We love you tons. From your brother, your wife, and your sister-in-law.
Wait, who says this isn't as good as a jetpack?
I'm tired of people downplaying the importance of the Jumbotron as a gift. First, yeah. Alyssa went and got Henry other things, which, right. How do you think that makes us feel? You know?
Pretty good.
Well, we can't.
Yeah, thank you
we
for
can't.
Getting him material goods.
It's sexy. You know what
it's
I mean?
Also good for the economy.
We can't give him that.
We can't.
I can't be that for you, Henry.
We can't, you know, we can't grab Rod Stewart and never let go. You know what I mean? Rod Stewart is the name of his penis.
When I buy sexy things, you know where I turn? Did you guess ExtremeRestraints.com? Well, if you've listened to this show at any point for the past 2 months, I bet you did guess ExtremeRestraints.com. You probably saw that segue coming, felt it in your way down deep.
You might have said it along with it.
Yeah, it's like a romper room bit at this point. You're just, the kids at home are shouting along with you. Go to Extreme Restraints. That's right, kids.
Coupon code MIDDLEIST.
There is nothing that makes me happier than the fact that our show is now, synonymous? Is that overstating the point?
It's definitely a symbiotic relationship. You may be hearing this thinking, I already bought a dildo from Extreme Restraints. Why don't you go buy another one, and then you got Lummy Sticks.
Oh, God bless.
You know, if you want to treat your cyborg right, I'd entreat you to go to the Electrosex gear section of the site. They got that Zeus Electrosex torpedo plug. They got the Zeus Electrosex clamps.
I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, Justin, but for the past, I would say, 3 episodes, maybe more, whenever you have to turn to anecdotal sex toy suggestions, you always go to electricity.
It's very...
Yeah. You got a Tesla thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just get a charge out of it.
Why is this show so bad?
When you... When you when you do things, do you like alternating or direct current?
Yeah, this show is so bad, it's shocking.
Holy fuck, can we stop the shallotry? Can we put the shallotry to bed?
I actually used inferior sexual electric toys to shock pets in my neighborhood and killed them to show how dangerous they were.
Wow. For a second there, I thought this was like a fun story from your childhood.
No, it was a reference to something that Edison did because he was a creep.
He's a cock.
Yeah, don't shock the local kitty cats.
What you do is you shock the monkey.
Shock the pussy.
Yeah. No! Wait, yeah, yes.
Shock the pussy. Come on now.
You should do that, but not in that tone of voice.
Shock the pussy!
Justin is going to single-handedly take that word back from whom I do not know. But when he does it, he's going to be armed with that pronunciation.
I don't know who has pussy. I need to go to the copyright office and
now,
see
when
who
you
has
say
pussy.
It like that, it makes me uncomfortable. But when pussy. When you add like there an O go. Or two into the
pussy.
Extremerestraints.com
coupon code middleist.
I can't. It sounded like you were playing some sort of pussy theremin.
Fucking
say the link right.
Fuck me with a giant rubber electric dildo. extremerestraints.com/nothing and then the coupon code middleist. Use that at checkout. You're gonna save 20%. There it is.
Explode your pussy.
Explode your pussy.
Do yourself a favor.
With the power of Zeus.
Explode your pussy.
And don't forget to go to MaximumFun.org/MaxFunDay right now when you're having this much fun.
Where else can you hear the word pussy 5,000 times in 10 minutes?
It'll explode your pussy in another way. A more altruistic
way. Your mental pussy.
Did we mention that every $10 and $20 new donor, they're going to give enough food for 20 meals at the local Los Angeles food bank? Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. Go explode your pussy.
It's not all about pussies and dildos, you guys. It's about helping people.
If my donations go to Los Angeles food bank, there is a good chance that Harlan Williams is going to be eating off of your generosity tonight. Oh. And Griffin owes him big. Hey, my pregnant wife just ate 18 bagel bites for lunch. Should I be concerned about how this will affect her and my unborn child? That's from Pizza Blasted in the Peach State.
Oh, no.
Honey, should you stop? Okay.
Supposed to be for me? Did I miss my window?
Do you think that this is the person's real protest?
Baby, should you have heated those first?
Your teeth are broken.
Is it bad that when I heard you read that, the first thing I thought of was the little pizza bites. Pizza rolls. That's what I initially thought of, and I got yucked out. But then when I made the realization that we're talking about bagel bites here, I was like, well, okay.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening.
The bagel bites are so flexible. Time.
Hold on, everybody. Justin's singing the pizza bagels song.
Let me try again.
Do you want to do it in chorus, Justin?
Yeah. We'll just start and we'll just do harmony.
Justin just decided that he wants a good 8 seconds of the show where nothing funny happens. Go on.
You ready?
All right. I don't call him daddy. He takes care of me.
Pizza
when
bake.
You pick me up on Friday. Are you going to bring me bagel bites? Oh, don't worry, Dad. You know, it don't matter which flavor. I don't call him daddy because he doesn't have bagel bites.
Okay, I love... there definitely needs to be a version of that song where his allegiances change so quickly based on which hand is feeding bagel bites down his throat.
It could be even more mundane things. I don't call him daddy. He didn't take me to the mall. Mm-hmm. Weren't you saying earlier you wanted to go to the mall?
I don't call him daddy, but if you don't get me some fun dip, I'm gonna. And I'm gonna start calling you Jeff.
Do you want to be demoted to Jeff?
Do you want
to
be fun dip Jeff? Twang! You guys know that every country music song has to have the word twang in it somewhere.
Twang!
I don't call him daddy, but I could sure use a sugar glider. They're like mice, but they can fly. And they really need all your love. Sugar gliders will die if you don't pet them every 30 seconds. Did you guys know that?
I did.
That was told to me by a man at the West Virginia Pumpkin Festival today. They're selling sugar gliders for $400.
Fuck, not that's today. A lot of money
that
for
that seems like a weird impulse buy at the Pumpkin Festival.
Thank you, Travis. That is specifically what I said. Thank you.
Just
you
didn't. To the Pumpkin Festival like, ooh, jar of pumpkin butter. Oh, okay, I can get that little scarecrow man. Ooh, $400 sugar glider. I just happen to have $400 cash in my pocket.
Because if there's anything I know about Justin and his reaction to small animals that shouldn't be in places where they are, your initial reaction when you look at a rat is, man, I wish that thing could get airborne.
Let's just get that up in the sky.
Can I get you closer to my line of sight? Can I get you like up in my eyes and face region?
That would treat me so right if you could just do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you bought it, right?
I got bought four. I got to be a family.
They can pet each other, keep each other alive through the winter.
Alvin and the chipmunks and his other stupid brother ain't got nothing on me. I got four sugar gliders. They run in a circle and
wait,
shit.
Wait, hold on. What other stupid brother?
What? Well, I bought four
gliders. There's only three.
Right.
I bought four gliders. There's three chipmunks. So they got to get a fourth one to even get in the game with me. They got to recruit a non-singing, like, regular chipmunk.
This is our brother, Steven the Chipmunk, and he just does all of our electric work.
The chipmunk version of Bonus Jonas.
Oh, Bonus Jonas. I hope he's doing okay.
I haven't heard about him in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
You want a Yahoo?
Please.
That's
maybe, your cue to do that.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't. This one was sent in by J.P. Grant. Thanks, J.P. Grant. It's almost identical to the last question.
Okay. Theme show.
It's by O Answers User Devin who asks, I hate my life because I just ate 17 bowls of oatmeal. What should I do? It's actionable, this advice.
Okay.
It's direct questions. If the wife had said, I just ate 18 bagel bites.
What's my next step?
What's my next thing? This guy, he'd done it already, and he needs to know where to turn. He adds, I thought it would be fun. Now I just hurt everywhere. Please help.
What?
Boy, I think I know how. Can you imagine how those last few bites must have felt? Just slopping it in.
This wasn't fun at all. What have I done?
I imagine from bowl eight on, it was like that scene in Matilda.
Yeah, right. Okay. With no kids chanting.
No kids are chanting for you to eat the cake. The horrifying cake the old woman put her blood in, I think.
Now, for real, you guys, this, what we're seeing here, is the direct negative influence that is man versus food.
You think this is a man versus food?
Oh, people aren't really making their own MVF challenges at home.
Kids, they watch the man versus food, and they just think it looks so cool, and they think, why not me?
This week, on Dale versus Food, I'm going to eat all my DVDs.
And that's how people die.
Yeah.
That's not the only way people die.
That's it.
It's the number
Until
one
now,
cause.
Until now, death had never been introduced into the cosmos.
It's the number one cause. Richmond. It's the number one cause of death among men named Dale. That's. I have never been tempted.
I don't call him Dale because everybody I know named Dale is dead. They ate something in their house. It wasn't technically food.
How poor do you have to be to like look at a table with oatmeal on it and be like, yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, here we go. Buckle up.
This is what I'm doing today.
But I want to make a point, though, about I wouldn't eat 17 bowls of oatmeal. But can we just agree that those packets, those suggested serving sizes.
It's two at once, at least. At least two at once.
You gotta do two, right? It's a joke.
Yeah.
If nobody eats that much oatmeal. It's a three packet day.
Wow.
If I'm eating super early and it's like 5 a.m. and I know I'm not gonna eat lunch till 2, I need three packets. That third one's gonna kick in like the red logs in Back to the Future 3 and it's just gonna burst me through the day.
I've managed to, I've actually cut back to one pack and a patch.
I'm deeply impressed, Griffin.
Oatmeal patch?
Mm-hmm.
Is cream of wheat oatmeal, technically?
No.
No.
It's technical, like its scientific Latin name is slorp. It's technically what it is. It's a
crude of wheat is wheat and oatmeal is oats. Mm-hmm. They're two different families and they are both loved by horses.
Where's cocoa wheats fall in?
Cocoa wheats
are fucking wallpaper paste.
No, cocoa wheats can't be beat. It's a cream syrup.
How many more jingles can we do? Let's do 10 more jingles till the end of the show. Worst review ever on the AV Club. They kept singing jingles, no stars. AV Club out.
I don't call him daddy because he brings me cocoa wheats. They don't even sell those anymore. It's like Bosco. That's not even a product that's for sale. They just accidentally left the commercials on. I saw Ovaltine at the store yesterday. I checked it to see if there was like a picture of Ronald Reagan on it somewhere. Give me a thumbs up. Like, I endorse this. I endorse this milk powder.
Oh, you know, that's not half bad.
I was going to say, that might be the best impression you've ever done on the show.
Yeah. Let's stop it.
MaximumFun.org/MaxFunDay. Come join our family. Help someone in need. And get that bonus episode, because I bet after listening to this, what you're thinking is, my god damn, I wish there was more of that.
If it makes you feel better, it's not just us. You'll get episodes from other Max Fun shows as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they might make sense.
Yeah.
Or not be covertly racist. So, like, what's the point? Don't even waste your megabits on that.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you for the gift of your music. Can we say that? Is it weird to say that?
No, it's a beautiful gift.
Thank you, Daddy,
gift.
For your gift of music.
Thanks.
I don't call him Daddy because he's any musician, John Roderick. But I do appreciate him loaning us his tune.
Can we thank all the Twitters?
Yeah, the people have been tweeting about the show a lot lately. I think people,
and by lately you mean the 2 days that have passed since we last recorded the show.
Oh my god, I can't even think about it. I want to say thank you to our favorite fan. Well, our favorite fan this week, Lin-Manuel. You might know him as a Tony Award winning musical producer. It's no big deal.
Why are we bragging?
What? Oh, I don't know. It's not a big deal. It's just like, you know, if Lin-Manuel Miranda tweets a video at you that says, hey, you got to check this out, it's like, makes me feel pretty good. That's
which,
all.
By the way, was the coolest video I've ever seen.
It was a really good video.
The marching band?
Yeah. So thanks to him. Thanks to King Minto, Mara Ruth, Indiana Matt, Folly Here or There, Logan Bonner, Chuck Jones, 1970 Wi-Fi Pirate, Josh Budd, Don Chappell, Note and Color, Game Beast 234456, Coy Moore, and seriously, everybody, you guys are already always make us feel really, really nice and
you are
happy.
Champs.
Yeah, Geeky Lindsay, of course, Chapman Kara, Meek and Tweet, everybody.
I also want to say thanks to everyone that is already a Max Fund donor. The content, the bonus content, will also be available for you. We're glad you're in the family, and make sure you take this opportunity to get all of your new friends and old friends into the family with you. You know, so even if you're already a donor, go ahead and tell everyone that, you know, you are a donor and they should be too. Thank you for your continued support, and we love all of you.
I had somebody I wanted to thank on Twitter.
Oh.
Personally, Daniel Corsetto, who's another webcomic artist that I am a fan of, started listening to the show. We are joining the army of webcomic. Guys, why don't we just stop doing the show?
Why are we even doing the show
anymore?
We can
crowdsource all of our shit out to webcomic artists. And then
if somebody wants to do like an MBMBM webcomic, go for it.
Just no, theme. Like, no, don't. They got to do like licensing deals.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. License it. Get a license.
And then okay, Travis. You're just losing it. You're losing your mind right now, Travis.
We're watching it.
We're watching you lose it. You're losing it right now.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, and I know we like to have some fun here, but it really does mean a lot to us that you guys listen to the show and support the show, and it I don't know, it's just it makes me feel really good when people that are so cool, like Danielle Corsetta or so many others, and even commenters who don't have a lot of followers, when you guys support our show and listen to our show week in and week out, it really does mean the world to us, and we can't thank you enough.
You're the fucking coolest, like, community.
You really are. And sometimes in this life, you need really cool people in your corner, and you guys are always that for us, so thank you so much
for that. Thank you for that. We hope we can be that for you, but someday. Probably not. This Yahoo was sent in by Jeremy Schoble. Thanks, Jeremy. It's by Yahoo Answers user Laura, who asks, where do wizards live?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother may kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.